Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Steve sent me a story, and it's one of those things, you know, I used to jokingly tell people that they should give away printers because they make so much money selling the toner cartridges. Well, that leads to other problems. So, from KENS Television, Channel 5 out of Texas, an employee accused of stealing at least $1.3 million in printer toner from the Austin Public Library and reselling it online. And I mentioned before about the woman who was busted for shoplifting in the millions of dollars, but that was over a long period of time from many, many different places. This is a guy accused of doing nothing but stealing the toner from the public library. And you go, wait, $1.3 million in printer toner? Well, that's how expensive this stuff is. That's three cartridges. An Austin Public Library employee is accused of fraudulently buying and stealing at least $1.3 million in toner, storing it in the garage of his home and selling it online. This came out after the city of Austin did an audit, trying to figure out why their toner costs were so high. The report, dated October of 2020, also accuses the employee of misusing a library credit card to buy electronics and home goods for his own use. According to the report by the city of Austin's auditor, the employee's alleged activity highlights the library's poor practices and procedures. The employee was identified as an accounting associate at the Austin Public Library. As an accounting associate, he was responsible for making and approving purchases, cash receipts, billing, and other accounting transactions. In lieu of being fired due to an unrelated issue in August 2019, the man resigned. According to the report, the findings have been reported to the Austin Police Department due to the potentially criminal nature of his actions. Everyone's so careful these days. The potentially criminal nature. He took advantage of poor purchasing reviews by his supervisors, former financial manager and contract management specialist, the report stated. He also took advantage of several other purchasing and budget-related shortcomings, such as having a role in the approval of his own purchases and insufficient oversight of the library's budget by the directors. And so, yeah, the guy got to approve his own requests. And it's like when Homer Simpson pointed out that he bankrupted the trash department of Springfield because they gave him a rubber stamp with his name on it and a checkbook. The city auditor's office initially received an allegation against the man back in March of 2019. The investigation found that he allegedly bought at least $1.5 million worth of printer toner between 07 and 2019. The city auditor estimated that the public library would have needed about $150,000 worth of toner during this time period, so he bought 10 times more than they needed. Investigators reached out to the toner reseller that he allegedly sold his stuff to, but could not determine how much he profited from the sales because they could not provide payment records. According to the report, the man repeatedly arrived more than 30 minutes earlier than he was allowed. His supervisor instructed him to not arrive at work so early. The auditor office showed a screenshot of security camera video taken on one of these days, which it allegedly shows the man taking printer toner from his office to the parking garage where his car was parked. So he'd show up early for work, grab the stuff, put it in his car, and then go about his day. He's also accused of using the APL credit card to buy $15,000 worth of electronics, including video games, virtual reality headsets, robotic vacuums, and a drone. So I'm just putting this all together here. I'm assuming that he can have the drone film his robotic vacuum while he plays virtual reality games on a headset. In a two-year period, he used the city credit cards to buy over $140,000 worth of these items from two retailers. Despite the suspicious nature of many of these purchases, we were not able to determine a precise total of how many were fraudulent due to the poor inventory practices at the library. And that's scary. The guy's got a credit card for the library. He goes and he's buying all kinds of just games and toys and stuff. And they can't even unravel it. The three supervisors named in the report have provided the city auditor with lengthy responses to the allegations. They've also said they've updated their purchasing operations and strengthened internal controls to eliminate opportunities for fraud and waste. For example, we've reduced the number of employees who have access to city credit cards, eliminated the use of store-specific credit cards for office supplies, limited the use of third-party payment platforms, strengthened monitoring, and provided extra training to all staff with budget authority and purchasing responsibility. Now, the purchasing officer for the city of Austin said his office is considering making the following changes in light of the report. increasing the frequency and depth of departmental audits, exploring tools to better detect card misuse or abuse, strengthening security checks, and reviewing the citywide card program against industry standards and national best practices. Meanwhile, the man who's accused of all this has not responded yet to the findings of the investigation. And of course, all we know is it was reported to the police because there was some potential wrongdoing. The matter is ongoing, as I like to say. So it's a crazy story. But the weird part about it is that if people are given the opportunity, they'll often do bad things. And you wish you could trust people who work for you. But unfortunately, there are people out there who kind of take the position, well, I know it's wrong, but I need it more than they do. Or I know it's wrong, but they're not going to miss it. And it might have started out small and just mushrooms. So instead of buying $150,000 worth of toner, like he's supposed to, he buys $1.5 million worth and fences the rest of the stuff someplace. Crazy, crazy story. But again, you also have the problem because if I own a business and I'm running a business, I've run a business before, by the way. I run a law practice. And I pay very close attention to where stuff goes, where money goes, how it gets spent, and so on. And I've had employees who work for me who I know respected the fact that, oh, I'm working for Steve. I like Steve. I'm not going to steal Steve's stuff. But they know me. I'm a person. I'm a real person who's down the hall from them. When someone goes to work at a big corporation, they lose that connection with there's a person who's going to get hurt by this. And if they go to work for the city, the state, the county, or some municipality, they also lose that. Because, well, the city of Austin's got a lot of money. They're not going to miss a little bit of money, are they? And yes, they are. You know, so that's part of the problem also. So people who run organizations, corporations, municipalities, or the organizations that are, you know, under those auspices, need to understand that you have to not just eliminate the opportunities and police this stuff, but you've got to put down more effective controls than you would have to in another setting. Because people look at this and go, well, it's a victimless crime. I'm just stealing it from the city. It's like, no, it's not a victimless crime. It's not. So KENS Channel 5 out of Texas had the story. Steve sent it to me. Employee accused of stealing $1.3 million in printer toner from the Austin Public Library and reselling it online. Bizarre. Questions or comments, put them below. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Great things happen to those who don't stop believing, trying, learning, and being grateful.